The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked, where the disciples were for the fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now, a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side. And do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, but are not written in this book. But these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. I trust that you had a good Easter week, restful, ready to go back to school, right, Carter? Right, kids? I'm sorry, but you have to go. I love the Easter story, especially this particular gospel, because it makes the gospel real, at the same time, very human. Number one, think about the doubting Thomas. Get a bad rap again. I want you to think about this. Doubts has been used in many ways, but doubts here in this particular gospel been used, maybe think about this, in a positive way. From doubt that Jesus is alive, that now Thomas becomes or have faith. And then what do we think about this? And we've been reflecting and praying about this. What happened to the disciples? Some of them saw Jesus on the tomb, but where are the others, and why not the 11? Not all of them believe that Jesus is alive. Do you have any idea where they were? After Jesus' crucifixion, after Jesus' passion, they all went dispersed. They disappeared. The community of disciples disappeared because, one, as we heard, because their fear for their lives. They're very afraid that they will be crucified and arrested. That's why Thomas was not there. Secondly, I want you to think about this. Jesus appeared to them three times already, but in this particular gospel, he mentioned, "Peace be with you," three times. The first part of the gospel. The last one is when Jesus appeared to Thomas. I want you to think about this as well. "Receive the Holy Spirit" was also mentioned. Been reflecting and praying about this particular gospel according to the biblical scholars. This story is also the mirror of the creation story. The first line of the gospel says, the first day of the week refers to when God or Yahweh created light in the first day. Resurrection is light. Secondly, Jesus breathed on these disciples so that their fear will be gone. Where do you hear this story when Yahweh or God breathed? In the creation story, when Yahweh formed a clay and breathed on Adam, Ruah, the breath of life. So what does it say for all of us here? The resurrection story, especially this gospel, the renewal of faith. This is so important because Thomas, with his doubts, renewed his faith. And the other part that I want you to think about, it was asked many times scholarly, why did Jesus resurrected with his wounds still open? He can resurrected without wounds and erased the nail marks on his hands and pierced on his side. Do you have any idea? I'm just planting this in your mind, in your heart. And it says, with these studies, Jesus appeared to them, resurrected Christ with wounds still fresh and open, because for us, humanity, to connect our own woundedness. Jesus was betrayed by a friend. Jesus was crucified by his friends. Jesus was mocked. That was his wound during crucifixion. But yet, after the resurrection, the wounds that Jesus experienced is also connected to the humanity's wound. What I want you to think, especially this week, we're celebrating Easter, the joy of Easter. Think of your own wounds. Think of our own woundedness. Where are our wounds? Is it hidden? Is it somewhere down there that we don't want to talk about? And I think what is God is trying to tell us this week, I think, is feel it, look at it. I'm gonna encourage you to do that, but at the same time, be encouraged. The word is in the scriptures. Receive the Holy Spirit. That's our answer to face our own woundedness. And lastly, what I want you to think about, the disciples, besides their shortcomings, they arrived on this. They arrived to the change that they needed. Thomas, from his doubt to believing, arrived on this one. It's a journey. It's a journey. What's your journey like? We arrive on the things, on the person who we are. I'm going to end this reflection in a short little story about last week. We have a lot of visitors, and someone, again, in the community recognized me from the Philippines. And then I received a text last night. It said, I saw you, my relative is at your church, and I just want to make sure that you are really a priest. I said, oh boy, another story of Marlon Mateo. I'm told you this story because, especially in my hometown, they could not believe still I'm still a priest. What I'm trying to say is, I arrived on this to become who I am. I want you to think about this. For all of us here, at our church or even at home, we arrived on the things and people that we are today. What I want you to think about your woundedness is also the people who help us to heal our wounds. These are people that are given to us by God to walk with us in the light of faith, hope, and love. It makes our life interesting, like mine and like yours and like the disciples. It's a journey. So we welcome everybody in this pilgrimage. Whatever or wherever you're going, we welcome our walk with Christ in his own wounds, that our life will be a beacon of light to each other. And lastly, during the Keys of Peace, because we heard in our gospel today, peace be with you. give the real peace. Not this, not that, not this, but give the peace of Christ, because in that way you heal each other's wound. You never know what they're going through, the person next to you. Giving that peace is Christ's sign of our love for one another and to our God, who is resurrected and full of mercy. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Enjoy your week.